Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Checking in on the beef checkoff, joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Some exciting news coming this holiday season, Heather. Tell us about it.
Absolutely. The beef checkoff is putting a big push on the holidays this year because heaven knows we all need a little holiday and Christmas cheer. So to remind consumers across the country that beef is the only protein they want to feed their families this holiday season, we are so excited that our brand Beef It's What's for Dinner is returning to broadcast television. For the first time since 2003, beef checkoff funded advertisements will be on television, airing a limited number of ads during the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas movies. So while broadcast television is usually out of our reach, the opportunity to advertise on the Hallmark Channel's Countdown to Christmas Movie Marathon boiled down for us to the right network, the right ad, the right time, and the right price tag. We are excited about the upcoming holiday season, so literally, Ron, stay tuned.
Thank you, Heather. And you can go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner for more information.
Today's cattle futures market ended the day about steady. We did have a little bit of a brief sell-off mid-session, but it came back toward the end of the day. And only closing slightly lower. January feeders were down 90. They're now the front month, but they're 134.65. The Marches were down 47, 134.47. April's down 40 at 136.17. May's down 42. They were about $2.40 lower at one point, so that was a really good comeback. On the live cattle, we were down 25 at 108. On December, February actually up 10 at 110.62. April's up 40 at 114.60, and those were about $1.50 off of the lows. After the close, we have a cattle on feed report. The early estimates are about 103% on feed, 91% placed, and then 100% on marketed. If it is true and it's 102%, that'll be a record for this time frame. It's been a record, though, for about the last 4 months, so that's just a continuation of that. The previous time we were this high was 11.88 million head back in 2011, and then also in 2019 we were 11.83 million head. So the number of cattle on feed still high. Placements are starting to come down. Large reason why that is because last year at this time it was such a large placement number.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Here at Great Plains Kubota, we've got a great selection inventory. And although our more popular tractors, such as the affordable Kubota L2501DT, are quickly selling, our family of full-line Kubota dealerships receive tractor shipments weekly. Need a cab to stay warm while you work? All GP locations have a huge variety of hardworking Kubota utility and ag tractors for this upcoming winter. Be sure to check out our newest Kubota dealership in Norman, just off 35, or visit us online at gpkubota.com. Great Plains Kubota, the brand that works for you.
Grain markets generally strong today with corn up about a penny, ended up 5 cents off of their high, with Dease corn up a quarter at 422 and three quarters. The beans were 5 to 7 cents higher. January 1181 and three quarters, up 4 and a quarter. The high today was 1196 and three quarters, so they have failed to reach that $12 a bushel range, but we got within a little less than 4 cents, a little over 3 cents from hitting 12. It's thought that there will be a lot of selling at $12. There was a lot at $10, a lot at $11, and now we're at $12. And so its general idea is that the farmer has actually got rid of most of their on-farm or stored beans from this last year. So the next thing will be, what will they do with next year's crop? November of 21 beans are not up there. They're at $10.50. So we've seen several strategies there on the November 21 beans. And then wheat was up 1.5 in Kansas City, which put July at 568.5. The Chicago wheat was steady to 2 cents lower. Dease cotton today, which is expiring, was up a lot. It was 71.25, up 193. The March cotton will be the one we start to watch. It was up 132 at 72.99. And today's stock market is down about 120. Not really that big of a deal, as much as it's been moving here recently. Yesterday, Trade Secretary Mnuchin made some comments, and that kind of spooked the markets last night, but it's been pretty stable all day today.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether future trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.